Blog Talk Radio.
Now, I'm going to take you to Sunday morning, praise and worship, old school style. Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Will you rejoice with me, honey?
Amen. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We just rejoice together in the God of our salvation because he is just so good and shown his hand so mighty in our lives. We just thank God.
Yes, I love that song by Norette Brown. I just want to praise you. It's really the theme song for our program, and it really speaks the sentiments of my heart. God has been so good to us and has just proven himself over and over and over in situations that we thought were unsurmountable, beyond anything that we can do. And we know that it's because of God and because of his love that we are still standing. We are still standing, and I praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Will you rejoice and be glad with us this day, radio audience? If you're on the internet and you haven't called in, give us a call and share your testimony with us of the wonderful things that God is doing. No testimony is too small. No testimony is too long. We have plenty of time to give you so that you can give all of your testimony to us. And the call-in number is 858-683-1334. Again, that number is 858-683-1334. I so often hear I'm trying to get a telephone number off of the radio, and they say the number so fast. I mean, I guess they say it so many times that they think people should be able to, you know, get it by now, but if they would just say it a little slower so that we could get it. We are under the umbrella of New Destiny Ministries, where the host is evangelist Pastor Adrian Bernard. She's doing an awesome job in the Lord, and the ministers of God are just preaching the unadulterated word of God, and people are being blessed, they're being healed, they're being delivered, and her show is aired at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time on this same call-in number, 858-683-1334, and she is doing an awesome job. Like I said, just giving God the glory. And we're here, and our segment is called They Overcame. And that, of course, is from Revelations 12 and 11, where it says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." We're here to give God the glory. We want people to call in and give their testimonies on how God is moving in their lives. And don't sit on your testimony. God has given us the opportunity with this broadcast and with other broadcasts to get the word out that he is still in the blessing business. He is still in the delivering business. He is still in the healing business. And we need to get those testimonies out so that people can hear and that people will know, and it will cause people to look to God. in the times that we're living in, the troubling times, the last days, we are going through so many issues, and so many things are happening in the in our world today that people need to hear, you know, that God is still on the throne. He's still seated. He's still doing the things that we need for him to do. And before we go any further, we're going to ask, or I'm going to ask, I don't know why people use that term, we, but I'm going to ask my husband if he would start us off with prayer. Honey, could you pray for us this morning?
Father, we praise you, thank you, and Lord, we just know that you are so, so good.
Well, I think I lost him. I don't hear him. Okay.
Father, we come to you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, because we know that you're faithful. And right now, in the name of Jesus, though we may be having some difficulty technically, but we know that you are in control. We know that Satan is a liar and that we are victorious in all things. But this word is going forth, hallelujah, with power and majesty, and it shall not return to you forth. We thank you for every testimony that's going to come forth. We thank you for the lives of those, Lord God, who you're working in, and that have the holy boldness to just share your word, and that will look the God. That come because you will show your hand mighty in those situations. You are so good, hallelujah. You are so faithful, and we just praise you right now. We just want to take this time and say thanks, Lord. Thanks for being faithful. Thanks for being our good and loving Father. Thank you for saving our soul. Thank you for even functionizing us this day, Holy Spirit, to listen to this broadcast and hear what thus says the Lord, because we know that this time is not just something to do, it's not wasteful, but it's just time of ministry and reflection, Lord God, of your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for blessing and delivering, and Lord God, let your healing word and your healing virtue go out through these airways, throughout cyberspace. In the name of Jesus, however these words are heard, let them be healing. Healing for bodies, healing for minds, healing for emotions, healing for finances, healing for relationships, healing for a broken home, healing for hurt hearts. Lord God, just lift up your people in the name of Jesus. Whoever is calling in, even this day, Lord God, are listening in because they need a word of encouragement. Let that word be anointed, hallelujah, and let it not return forth, because your word said it will not. In the name of Jesus, bless the host of this show and the host of this ministry. In the name of Jesus, in a mighty way, pour down blessings, Lord God, and on everyone who would bless them, Lord God, just as you said with Abraham, let those who bless them be blessed, hallelujah. And anyone who speaks against us in a cursed manner, let them be cursed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I hope that the radio audience was able to hear that powerful prayer. I was not able to hear it, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, this has been such an awesome week for us. We have gone to the enemy's camp and took back what belongs to us. We have a powerful testimony, but it's not our testimony. It's our son's testimony, so we're not going to give it. We're going to give him the opportunity to give that testimony at his time when he calls in. But anyway, we just want to thank God for this day. Whew, I'm just so thankful and so happy, and you know, we just reflect over the week and just think about how good God has been to us this week. We have, like I said, gone through some tests and gone through some things that, as a family, that have been very trying and very well, the devil is a lie. And we will go on with this broadcast. We are experiencing some difficulties, but we shall go on, and God is still good. And as I was saying, that we were, we've had some trying times this since the year began, really since the year began, and but I am determined to go on and see what the end is going to be. That's what the old saints used to say. I'm determined to go on and see what the end is going to be. Call in and give us your testimony. 858-683-1334. God is a good God, and he deserves all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And I'm going to continue with our fasting from wrong thinking. It is something that I am following with Pastor Gregory Dickall, and it's just been a blessing to me. I haven't kept up with all of the lessons, but I am determined that they're emailed to me, so we'll get a chance to go through them. But today, let's fast from the thought, how could something so bad turn into something good? Oh, my goodness. Is that a topic for us? It's how could something so bad? How many times have we thought that? I know that I've thought that since January the 1st. Actually, it started last year. We've been going through some things as a family and thinking, oh, my God, this is an impossible situation. But God, and he's proven himself over and over and over that there is no thing that's too hard for him. No thing that's too hard for him. Okay, let's change it today. God is in the business of turning bad into good. Romans 8:28 says, he doesn't cause everything, but he can cause everything to turn into something good. We know that we go through situations and I believe that God not puts us through situations, but allows situations to happen for us to see his glory, for us to see his honor, for us to see the things that he can do to build our faith. Our faith has to be built on God. We have to know that God is in control. That's one of the things, even through my fear and even through my not doubting that God could do it, because I never doubted that he could do anything, but the situation just seemed so bad. And quite frankly, I told my husband, I said, it's not that I doubt that he will do it, but my fear is that I won't like what he decides to do. that was my fear. But then I would say, like the man with the son in the Bible, and he said to Jesus said, "Do you believe?" And he said, "Yes, I believe, but help thou my unbelief." Not that I doubted that he could do it, but it was just so bad that I just didn't think that any good would come out of it, or at least the good that I wanted to come out of it. So we just have to trust God and know that he's in the business of turning bad into good. And that's what he's done in our case time and time again. Two, that's the favor of God. Expect a turnaround. We have to expect. Even though I was in doubt, even though I was in fear, I kept saying the scriptures over and over again in my mind, that God is the author and the finisher of my faith. I would go to Jeremiah 29:11 and say, not verbatim, but say that God has a plan for my life, God has a plan for my son's lives, God has a plan, and that plan is to bring us to a good end. Expect good to come out of it. Expect God to bring it out to be what you would have it, I mean what he would have it to be. Not necessarily, because sometimes things don't work out the way that we expect for them or that we want them to work out, but we have to know that God is in control and that he is going to work it out, and in the end, it's going to be to the good. Think resurrection. If Jesus rose from the grave, your bad situation can turn around. We feel like it's all over for us. As it turned out, it was the best thing that could ever happen. Instead of trusting in our own strength to get out of it, we are forced to trust God totally. Not a bad idea, since he's the God who raises the dead. Sometimes our situation seems so devastating that I think that we know that God can do it, but will he do it for me? Will he do? Yes, he's done it for others. Yes, I've encouraged others in their trials and test, but here I am facing something that seems a giant that is unsurmountable. But God raised Jesus from the dead, and if he could raise someone from the dead, then why can't he change my situation? Expect this bad thing to become the best thing that ever happened. 2 Corinthians 1:9. Let's turn to that. Honey, can you get that scripture for me? Second Corinthians 1:9. And as he's looking for, how can something so bad turn out to be the best thing that ever happened in my life? God is not thinking like we're thinking. God is not doing things the way that we would do them. But we have to know that he is in control, total control. He hasn't lost control not one time. We look at the things that are going on in the world and we say, God can't, the unsaved said that God can't be in control of this. On Facebook, I received, well, was looking through, someone had posted, one of my friends had posted a picture and a synopsis of a situation where this guy had been raping this little 11-year-old girl. How can that turn around for her? How can a God be in control and still allow something like that to happen? I look at the life of Evangelist Joyce Myers and the things that she endured in her life with her father molesting her through years and years, and mother and father living in the home together, and the mother was seemingly none too wise to what was happening to her. But look at her life now. Look at where God has brought her. And in her life, her testimony is a testimony to other young women that have gone through such a devastating thing in their life. But God is in control, and God can turn that thing around so that the thing is not the best thing that happened, but at the end, the best thing that can happen. Honey, do you have that scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:9?
I do. If I can. Okay. So scripture reads, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, verse 10 says, now I speak with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same gesture.
Okay, my NIV says, indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
And could I add a scripture to that?
I'd just like to add to that reading. And this is, again, I'm in the New King James Version. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, now verse 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24 says, he who calls you is faithful, who will also do it. So our God is just faithful.
Amen, amen, amen.
That's the scripture that I was meditating on this morning, early than I wanted it. But that's the scripture of my reading that came out to me, that our God is faithful.
Yes, he is. Number 5 says, expect the fact that you don't deserve this supernatural favor. We don't deserve it. That's what makes it favor. We don't deserve it. Ephesians 2 and 8. Ephesians 2 and 8. Honey, can you read that? Ephesians 2 and 8. I have it. 2 and 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. And then 9 says, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Nothing takes God by surprise. Nothing takes God by surprise. Every situation happens for a reason, not necessarily that God has allowed it to happen. He's allowed it to happen, but that he's made it happen. I hear a lot of people say, well, God is, you know, I was doing something wrong, so God is allowing this to happen to correct me or punish me. That's not the God that I serve. My God says that he loves me, he is love, and that's what I can expect from him. He said that I give favor, undeserved as it may be, because of the life that I might live, the mistakes that I might live. But God, hallelujah, is not looking at me. Thank God. He's not looking at us. He sees Jesus. When he looks at us, he better see Jesus, because nothing can stand in his sight that is sin. So he doesn't look at us. He looks at Jesus, and so he is able to, because without Jesus, he wouldn't be able to give us favor. He wouldn't be able to give us forgiveness. He wouldn't be able to. It's because of the blood of Jesus Christ and him dying on the cross, and then his resurrection to life is what gives us life. Okay, and to conclude, it says, think it and say it. I expect my turnaround beginning today. No matter how bad it is, God is in the business of turning it into good. This kind of favor surrounds me like a shield. Not because I deserve it, but because of what Jesus did for me. That's the favor of God. He's the God who raises the dead, so he can turn this around as I trust him totally in Jesus' name. We have to trust God to no matter what the situation looks like, no matter how bad or how devastating the results can be in our life. I think that's the thing that caused my anguish, is because of what the outcome could have been. I forgot that I didn't need to look at the situation. And so now my declaration is, I don't tell my God about my problem. I tell my problem about my God. I let my problems know how big my God is, how much my God loves me, how he said that no weapon that is formed against me shall be able to prosper, how he says that I am an overcomer, hallelujah, and I overcome because of the blood of the Lamb. I just start pleading the blood over my thought life, over every situation, and then I look unto the healed, because when I'm looking up, I'm not looking at the situations around. I'm not looking at the circumstances. I'm looking to to my God, to my Jesus, and I know that he's going to work everything out for me. I know that he's going to work the situation out where I'm going to be victorious. He said that I am more than a conqueror. He said that I am more than a conqueror. He said that he can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or even think. That blows my mind. That blows my mind. Honey, does that blow your mind to think that he can do even, because I have a very vivid imagination, but to hear the word or to read the word that he is able to do more than I can think of, that blows my mind.
It's, that is just an awesome thought, and I can just remember Pastor Byron Johnson that once spoke for us in Chicago, and how he just elaborated on that thing, how he just took it backwards, and I, you know, the scripture reads that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all. And so he took that backwards and he said, first of all, he's able to do all that we can ask or think. And but more than that, he's able to do above that.
Hallelujah.
And even more than that, he's able to do abundantly above that. And more than that, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that, that we can even ask. And there's some things that we can't even put into words. The idea or the desire is just so unfathomable. But God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, those things that we can put into words, and even those things that we can't even put into words, God can exceed all of that. That's the power of the God that we serve.
Amen. Amen. He is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. Well, I'm going to, we don't have any callers today, so I'm going to play another song for us, and just to give God some glory and to give somebody a chance to call in.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven.
but I feel the way.
Okay, I don't know what's happening. We're having really bad connections today. Can you hear me, honey? Okay. Well, we are going to be joined by our son, John, and he's just going to give us a brief testimony of what the Lord has been doing for him this week. John, are you there?
Yeah. God is good. I've been facing a lot of adversity as of late with my son and the whole child custody case that I had between the lawyers and the judge and the opposing attorney, and not to mention the mother of my son. It's just been a very, very frustrating and difficult time. You know, when things just seemed like they were not going my way, I just didn't seem to have any kind of slack as far as anything looking to go forward my way. And when it came down to it, I got together with my family and friends and family were praying for me, and God heard us, and he moved for us on our behalf, in my favor. My son is now with me. I haven't been able to see him since the 11th of February, but I have him now. Thank you, Jesus. And his mother was trying to essentially take him away from me, where I can only see him every other weekend. So a matter of 6 days in a month. And the judge said that that's ridiculous. I am pleased with how things worked out. I pretty much have the same schedule that I had with him, which is definitely doable. It's more strict now as far as the times that we have to meet. And there's now an incentive for his mother. There's now an incentive for his mother to follow the rules. That's all that I wanted, was to just be able to see my son, and the judge was able to see that, and, you know, God granted me favor on that day. I, you know, ended up representing myself against an experienced lawyer, family lawyer, who's probably got, you know, as much experience as I am old. So, you know, God has just been good. He continues to work for me on my behalf. You know, when things seem like, you know, I can't, you know, do anything anymore, things feel like it's just too much, you know, the Lord said, wait on him, and I've been waiting on him, and he's been continuing to renew my strength and just working on my behalf. So I thank him, and, you know, thank everybody for the prayers that they, you know, they casted up for me, and I really appreciate and love you all. And that's pretty much it. Just God just continues to shine for me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that testimony. There are maybe other fathers or even mothers that are having issues with the custody of their children and seeing their children. And we just thank God for just how he moved in the situation, how he made right the wrongs that were being done. And God is just, he's faithful. He's faithful to us. Even when we're not faithful, I'm not saying that John hasn't been faithful. He has been faithful. And just a recent graduate from college and graduated on time. He doesn't think it was on time, but as an athlete, he graduated 4.5 years. Athletes usually go 5 and even some 6 years, but he was determined in his himself that he wanted to get through with school so that he could be prepared to take care of his family, his little son. And we just thank God. We thank God for the broadcast today. We've had a lot of difficulties today, but God is still on the throne. We still know that he is able to surmount anything that seems unsurmountable. We bless God. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. We give him all the honor and the glory. And until next week, we say we just want to praise him. We just want to praise him. See you next week. Wait, before we go off the air, let us have prayer. Honey, are you there? Can you end us with prayer before we go off? That I'm just, I don't care if one testimony goes across the air. God is going to be glorified on this broadcast. We're going to make sure that God is given the glory. This is not my broadcast. This is not my husband's broadcast. This is not even exactly Adrian Bernard's broadcast. But this is God's broadcast. This is to give God the honor and the glory. And we just want to praise him. We just want to praise him. And we just want the people of God to be encouraged and know that God loves them and know that God is concerned about the things that they're going through. Who would think that God would be concerned about a young father that wants to see his son, that wants to be in his son's life. Who would think that God would be concerned about that? But God was concerned, and I just want to say that a prophetess told us that as we were praying, that God showed her a vision, and the Son of God was standing behind the judge as the judge was making his finding or determination or his ruling of what was going to happen. And I'm just so encouraged, you know, not just with what God is doing in my son's life, but especially what God is doing in my son's life, because every time God shows himself strong in our situations, it allows us and allows people around us to see our God. It builds faith in us, but it allows people, and that's what we're here for. Ah, hallelujah. We are here for people to see our lives and for people to say, wow, if God can do that for him, he can do it for me too. And I want that God. I want that God to be in my life. That's what we're here for. So, honey, can you end us with prayer?
Amen. And just as I go into prayer, I just want to just thank God for how he showed himself in that courtroom. I just witnessed a miracle of God, how that my wife even declared on the night before as we were praying that we're looking for something not ordinary, but something out of the ordinary. And that scripture that God gave me in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, or actually starting up earlier in the 23rd verse, how we should be blameless. The Bible lets us know that he will hold us, he will keep us blameless. And as the lawyer didn't show up, but God showed up. And even as John began to call witnesses, he called witnesses out of the enemy's camp, and they spoke of him in a blameless manner because of the power of God. And we just thank God for his power. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father, just as you show forth your hand mighty for us, our family in that courtroom on yesterday, others have situations that they need you to attend to them. Father, do it. Your word lets us know that you show no partiality, but that whoever asks anything in your name, believing that it shall be done. And we just thank you right now for that promise, and we pronounce that blessing upon everyone, whatever their situation is. Those that just need an answer on this week, Lord God, let it be done by the power of your grace and mercy. Hallelujah. You are awesome. We thank you for it. We count it as done. We thank you for uplifted heads. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you for healing. We thank you for debt forgiveness. We thank you for healed relationships. We just thank you, Lord God, for doing it for us right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And just cause your people to look to you. You are the God of our salvation. Help us to just stand still sometime and see your salvation. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover everyone that is listening right now. Lord God, whatever shall come upon them this week, you know about it, Lord God. And just let them see that you got them, that you got their back. And even if they stumble, that they fall into your hands. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And until next week, we just want to praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.